try to share the love.
Let's jump into that. But first, let's say, ladies and gentlemen, guys and dolls, coalesce, cogitate, cavort with us. Welcome to Share Your Buzz, episode 65. Will you still please me? Will you still need me when I'm 65? I missed the last week was 64, and I missed that joke. I thought of it today. I was like, son of a bitch. And we had Beatles on last week, too.
Yes, we did.
So I'm Tony. With me, per the usual, is Chris.
What's up, man?
So, and we're both kind of hurting today.
Oh, dude. I pulled a 23-year-old night last night.
It's been unseasonably warm here, even more than usual the last 2 days, and beautiful out. So Wednesday I was supposed to have a meeting with somebody that got canceled, and I was like, well, I'm not going to. I rushed home from work and got washed up to go to the meeting that got rescheduled. So I'm like, at this point, I'm not going to waste the shower and the getting dressed up. So I was like, fuck it. We're at the happy hour. I was waiting for you and Kyle to get off work. But I sat there for like an hour drinking rum at Gordon's. And then by the time I got to Sutler, dude, I was tying one on that night. And then just kept on ordering beer after beer after beer.
You're becoming a professional, man.
I don't know about that. But I know, I'm a professional at knowing where the happy hours are. Because I know the one at Gordon's ends at 6. And I got an hour to hit the one at Sutler ends at 7.
Yep.
So.
Like when I showed up, I was like, ordering beers before, you know, order another round. You have like 3 minutes left, still have almost a whole beer.
Right. Oh, you have to, especially when it gets busy in there. Yeah, but then, and then last night, a little impromptu barbecue because it was nice out.
Yeah, it was great.
It was nice, but like you were saying, then just go ahead and slam that door, Jerry.
Right.
But yeah, 2 nights of that, like after, you know, a pretty, I wouldn't say we had a mild winter. I mean, drinking wise, we still partied a lot, but. Like if this is an omen of what the summer's gonna be, just impromptu parties in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Oh man.
It's gonna be bad.
It's gonna be bad.
It's gonna be a gangster summer. It's gonna be crazy.
Nothing but a gangster party. Yeah, dude. I can't really avoid it because it's right in front of my apartment. Oh,
dude. So it just draws you in. You're right there.
Right? I did pretty well last year of making sure that I had alone time to like do my work and stuff. But at that, usually when I want to be left alone, I just shut the blinds and people know to kind of like not to come a knocking. But
and then sometimes we'll bring out a bottle of tequila and get me drunk at 3 p.m.
Sometimes that does happen. I was on the rum kick last summer. I'm gonna get back on the tequila this year.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't know. Tequila's got a good buzz. I like it. It's like, I don't know.
And there's something, now it's almost nostalgic, because I remember like that first summer that we all started hanging out, that was like our thing, just get a bottle of tequila, sit out there by the grill in the pool, do it up. And this year, you know, I had to buy a blender to do that Christmas drink I made. So now I'm thinking, now I got this blender, I can start doing some concoctions this summer.
Yeah, dude.
Start making shit up.
Roll out the extension cord and just sit out there by the pool.
Oh yeah, dude.
10 o'clock in the morning is grinding ice. People are like, shut the fuck up.
Right? No way, dude. It's a...
Blasting Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, dude, it's Memorial Day weekend. Only a couple of months away.
Oh, man. Good beer. Hair the dog. And Jerry's back.
Yeah, I was going to say
$42.
I had my hungover day on, Thursday? Or Thursday. I was pretty rough, and I woke up after doing the happy hour thing Wednesday night. I woke up Thursday morning to go to work, and I was like, I'm actually feeling good. Like
am I still drunk?
Right. I was like, I'm not really hungover. I'm like, my eyes aren't like all like puffy. I'm awake. Something's not right. I should be hungover as shit. And then about an hour into being at work, it hit me. Like, oh, I was still buzzed this morning, and now I'm starting to come down.
Oh, yeah.
And I had two fans going on me to blow me. I bet the dude that worked behind me was just getting a big old waft of, like, hobo sweat.
Right. It's like a fucking brewery or something.
Then you had yours today. Your little hangover day.
Oh, dude, it was the worst. I ate 2 Yoplait yogurts, drank, like, 4 cups of coffee. As soon as like, lunch started, I went and got a fucking greasy cheeseburger.
From where?
Wendy's.
That's okay. The other thing, too, man. You hooked it up with the healthy food last night. I was eating. I tried to.
Killed it today, though. I had a fucking burger and fries.
Yeah.
So good, though.
I tell you that, man, it's going to be rough because I have zero willpower for pretty much anything. So I did good with, like, I had my chicken and broccoli, mm-hmm. and I watched everybody else eat the burgers. But then as we got drunker and drunker, I just kept on picking a little piece of burger, picking a little piece of burger.
Oh, yeah.
Hitting up those Jerry's beef tips.
I did not try the beef tips last night, but I've... All that Dales, man.
All that Dales. Hashtag all that Dales.
Yeah.
You ever drink the Dales Pale Ale? I like that shit.
Dales Pale?
Dales Pale Ale. Like, it comes in like a blue can. My first time I ever had it was at ML Rose.
Yeah.
Before they were ML Rose, back when it was Melrose Pub.
Oh, yeah.
And I was telling Andrew about this over the weekend, about when I first moved here, not that long ago, 6 years ago, when I first moved to this neighborhood, that was Melrose Pub, and all that back shit wasn't on there. It was just, I mean, I'm sure you remember that, when it was just the front bar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember, I smoked cigarettes. I had a tiny little smoking porch or something like that. I don't know, it's huge. I love the beer garden now, though.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh, man, it's almost patio beer garden time. I'm looking forward to it so much, man. I can't, well, this goddamn Nashville spring, man, it's like, it was 70 yesterday, and it's going to snow tomorrow.
I know. It's fucking crazy, man.
I've been trying to wash my car for like a month, and every weekend it's either raining or... Oh, man.
I lost my parking space, by the way. Been hurting. Like the G-spot, right? You know, like the fucking perfect spot where I can, you know, get far away from everybody and not get dings on my...
Yeah. Oh, you got to wait. You got to stalk that spot now as soon as somebody leaves. Yeah. Walk out the door. There was some dude that was parking at my end spot for a long time, and then he finally left today, and I was like, sweet. But then, you know, I used to pull in that end spot, which I still like that end spot. Yeah. But
that one guy grabs it all the time.
That one guy grabs it, but that second spot in's got his privileges, got his benefits, because if some drunk dude comes barreling in off the street, at least they'll hit the other car first.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. You ever work with someone, and no matter what they do, it's never their fault, or it's always, you know, they find some way to like put it off on someone else, and instead of never accepting, you know what I'm saying?
You're,
like
you're in that situation right now with working with me.
No, right. Judy. Oh man. Anyways, I have a coworker today, and he drives me nuts sometimes. But it's like, dude, just own up when you're fucking wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, no.
Well, like in what sense? Like, just adamant about it too. Like.
Yeah, just like, somebody did this or that. It's like, dude, I know it's you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like that dude will fart and blame it on someone else and then be adamant about it.
No, he'd probably laugh at his own fart.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of... I'm lucky enough in my job, I don't have to talk to anybody anymore. But I remember doing construction. And for my job, it was a different site every day. Yeah. So... It's like you get to learn the crews that work in that town, but it's still you're going to a new place with new different people every day.
Yeah.
So it's like you're always on edge about like who's cool, who's not. Yeah. Like still trying to learn everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird for me too because my projects last like 2 or 3 years or something. So, you know, in 2 or 3 years I'll be working in a completely different town or city. You know what I'm saying? And it's just you have to get used to everything. You know, it's crazy.
You get to be cool, like though. You get to be a regular at all like the bars and restaurants around your job site and stuff. Well,
unfortunately, I can't drink in my work truck, so drink and
true,
drive.
True. I remember when I would work a job like that, like because we, like I said, it was a different place every day, but it was the same. Like you said, the same projects are going on for years. Yeah. So you'd go back to those projects like maybe a couple times a week or maybe every other week or something like that, and you know where all the spots are to like the places that are open late because I worked. You know, we traveled the whole state pretty much. So there'd be times when I had like a 2 hour, 3 hour ride back to the shop, and you know, like where all the good gas stations are that are open late to get the good food at, like all the good 7-Elevens, or you get to know where all the good truck stops are on the highway, like what exits have the good food on them and stuff.
Oh yeah, dude, good old trucker stop hot dog.
I don't miss that shit. Although I will say,
I lot lizards running around everywhere.
I do every once in a while get nostalgia whenever I do go on road trips. I get nostalgic a little bit for that machine coffee. just a crappy cup of like
that little shitty chap cappuccino machine. Yeah. It always squirts out like
at the rest stop
4 ounces of water at the very end of it. You know,
or if you get like a flavor like kind, it's like if you get like a mocha, it's just hot chocolate and coffee mixed together.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's so bad. But every time I drink it, like in that lot, and I remember driving in my F-350 work truck and like being all bouncy, and that didn't come with a lid on it. So you're driving down the road trying to get it to like.
Oh shit.
Oh, I miss that shit. I don't, but I do.
Dude, those things will crank you up. There's so much sugar in there.
Sugar and caffeine. Yeah.
Mm. I've had a few of those shitty fucking cappuccinos. I'm still not paying $8 for a fucking coffee cappuccino drink though. I refuse to.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Whatever they fucking charge now, I don't know. I'm old school, man. I just drink straight coffee at work.
Yeah.
I don't even drink coffee at my house in the morning. I just go to work and then drink there for free.
Might as well. Yeah. Fucking do that shit. Yeah, I buy the cheap stuff for the house and I put it on timer so it's already brewed when I get up in the morning. But then I buy good stuff for the weekends. I have like, or I'll go somewhere.
I got coffee in the house and don't even drink it.
Yeah.
See it? I'm like Chris. I can't see myself paying that much for a cup of coffee, but I do look at it as a treat when I go. Like I like going to coffee shops, especially when I'm not drinking. Mm-hmm. It gives me a reason to get out of the house, and it's like my little treat. Like it's not something I don't understand the people that go out for coffee. Like people that go to Starbucks every day, like that's their morning coffee. Like you're spending $7 a day on coffee. Like that's like on a weekend if I have nothing, you know, when I'm trying not to drink, I'll go at the coffee shop just to.
That's a damn pound of coffee.
Yeah, dude. Not just that. I mean, think about how much money that would be add up. Fuck it. If you got the money for it, do it, I guess. Get your fancy coffee on.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah, I can. Snap me.
Let's knock out a little bit of housekeeping first. I wanted to go ahead and let everybody that's listening know that we are indeed now available on iTunes, which we always were, but also on the Stitcher Radio app and on Google Play. So if you don't have an iPhone and the only way you were able to listen to us was streaming from the website, that could be a bit pain in the ass. I know that's how I used to do it for some of my favorite shows. But now Stitcher Radio is a podcast aggregate where they have a bunch of listeners. And then Google Play, if you have a Samsung or Android phone, Google Play was down there too. I actually like Stitcher. That's what I use because it gives you a little blurb about each podcast or like who's on it and stuff.
Yeah.
So you can... It's not just a picture. You get to scroll, you know, because I don't always listen to all my podcasts every week. Like I look for the ones that have the guests that I want to mm-hmm. hear about on there.
Yeah, yeah.
And do it that way. So I recommend that. The only this is the part that is frustrating me. This is the part that tickles my little OCD button. On the apps, right now it's still the old artwork. I'm trying to figure out with our hosting site and like the troubleshooting with the different apps to try to figure out why it's taking so long for the new logo to switch over. I hate releasing a product that I don't feel like is up to par. That like I feel like it's confusing now that our website and social media has a different logo than the apps.
Yeah.
And that's bothering me. I want everything to be 100%. I feel like that I don't want the product to be confusing people. So but I will promise you, the podcasts have to be approved on those sites. And if there was more than one Share Your Buzz, we wouldn't get approved. So I promise you, the only Share Your Buzz you're gonna find is us. It's just right now, it's got the old artwork. So we're working on it. Working on it. So there's that. Yeah.
What else you got?
What did I do with my phone? Oh, I was perusing my list of stuff today. Before you came over to try to see what I had. I thought I had a lot more stuff written down than I did.
I didn't write shit down, I'm going to be honest with you. I was so hungover today. I made no preparation. I'm just hanging out drinking beers now.
Well, I was... Man, this kind of ties into what we were talking about with, you know, the summer coming up. But I am actually going to make a conscious effort to kind of have a calm summer this year.
No, you're not.
Like... I feel like I want to, but I don't know. That's not going to happen. But I just, I don't know, man. I feel like I'm just going to ease a little bit, especially.
You feel Father Time catching up with you, Tony.
It's that, and it's also that it's just there's so, like, there's always so much going on and it's hard to escape. Yeah. Like, it's so, I told you guys at the beginning of the year that one of my goals was to try to relax a little bit this summer and this year and be a little less anxious.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to try to, like, the problem is I have a hard time doing nothing. I have a hard time relaxing. Sitting around the apartment is, like, thinking about, like, spending, like, I have nothing to do tomorrow until I'm going to my buddy Danny's birthday is tomorrow night, so I'm going to go out to Hendersonville. But, like, I have nothing to do all day tomorrow and kind of short on cash this week, so no money to go do anything.
Yeah.
And the idea of sitting in my apartment for 10 hours tomorrow is, like, gives me physical anxiety. Right. Like, it's like I can't sit still.
That fear of missing out.
The fear of missing out and just the fact that I feel like I have to, if I'm not doing something, I get antsy.
Yeah.
I could do laundry. I could do laundry. That'll take the walk to the laundry room and back. That'll fill up my whole day.
Give you a couple hours, you know. No, it's hard at the pool, man, because sometimes you want to have a chill afternoon, just kind of chill in your house, you know. You don't feel like, then you walk to check your mail, do laundry, or in my case, in your case, you can see the fucking pool, like all your friends are out there.
Yep.
Shit.
I do have to.
I guess I'll go hang out.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it just maybe not so much calm and not doing anything, but just I need a little little zen, man. I had a bit of a moment today. We don't talk about it too much on the show, but in my IRL in real life, I can be how do you say a dick, and
no,
I just always thought most of my life is explaining to people that I didn't mean what I said in the way they took it. So that's pretty much most of my life has been that. But eventually, I guess it comes to a point where if everybody around you is telling you the same thing, maybe you're the problem. And I never really thought about it when my peers say it, I never really thought about it. But I actually was talking to my daughter on the phone today and was trying to give her like a life lesson about, you know, setting up for the future and, money is not everything, but it's important to have a to financially set yourself up to be able to do stuff. Sure. If you don't set yourself up now, you're going to end up, your friends are going to end up passing you by, and you're going to end up not being able to do stuff that they do and not being able to live in the same neighborhoods they live in, go to the same parties, you know. And I made a comment. I made a comment about, she has a friend that's going to college in Colorado, and I made a comment about how eventually, if her friend has a college education and ends up making a bunch of money, they're probably going to drift apart. People want to hang out in their own socioeconomic status.
Or even not just that. I think it happens naturally too. You know what I'm saying?
Now, the point of what I was trying to say was to, like, a pep talk. But I guess the way I said it came off like I was, like, telling her that she wasn't going to be anything or something like that. And she's like, Dad, I know what you meant, but sometimes when you talk to me, you don't have any sensitivity towards other people. And I was like, fuck, that's the same goddamn shit my friends tell me. Mm. And I thought it was them. And so, but I don't know where all my sensitivity went. I mean, you know, I'm a emotional guy.
Sure.
So I have that in me. I guess I just feel it at different the wrong
maybe
times.
Maybe you don't spend enough time around women or something. I don't.
I just don't know. I don't know what happened to
Doesn't
me,
it naturally
man.
Rub off when you're hanging around a woman? You know,
I guess so, man. I guess so, but
you know, you want to be. I don't know.
Maybe
you're just a fucking dick. Who knows?
I don't think maybe I was always like this, and I just was not. I just didn't realize it. I definitely think that I got a chip on my shoulder when I started, like, trying to, like, better myself in life. I think that made me a little arrogant, and I got a chip on my shoulder about that. And I think, you know, all I do now is try to learn as much as I possibly can and get more intelligent and smarter. And I think that has made me, I realize I'm even like questioning my religion and stuff now. Like I realize that the smarter you get, the more it kind of like the feelings go, like the smarter I'm not calling myself smart. How do I say this? Like the more that I learn, I feel like I'm thinking about things more systematically and logically and
Tony's turning into a genius now.
No, I'm not in the least.
He's going to be taking chalkboard and solving the walls of the apartment.
No, not at all. I'm not smart. I just have an eagerness to learn. And I feel like the more I learn, the less passionate I get. And
you can respect that.
I get it.
I don't know. Maybe that. I'm trying to think of reasons why I'm a dick.
I don't think you're a dick. I mean, maybe you could be dickish sometimes.
I definitely.
But I know you well enough to know what you're saying. And you never really offend me, so.
Well, I definitely know. I'm sure that it has to, you know, the not having a steady girlfriend for like 2 years.
I don't do it.
Is you know, when you feel like rejected by the world, it kind of like gives you that chip on your shoulder too. So
sure.
There's a little bit of that. I do take things probably more personally than I should.
I think that's a problem that I have sometimes. I'm so quick to brush shit off, you know, and I'm afraid that's made me less sensitive recently. I don't know, but anyways, we're getting deep.
Well, we got nothing else to talk about tonight. We might as well go into personal shit.
I'm just going to talk about how shitty we are as human beings.
Old shitty guys. Old shitty hungover guys.
Fucking shitty hungover dudes. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely... What's funny is... I'm already noticing the change, because I used to be very adamant about not talking about myself. Like, I used to get mad about people that talked about themselves too much, especially when you're in a crowd of women. Like, you want to be asking questions, not talking about yourself.
Sure, yeah.
Of course, we do a podcast where we have our own opinions, so it's hard to not talk about yourself. But I even notice, like, because I'm such, like, a bleeding heart kind of guy, like my politics and my civil liberty type stuff. Like I love everybody when it comes to like, you know, sexual proclivity and race, gender, you know, religion, things like that. Mm-hmm. I'm so adamant about spreading the love when it comes to stuff like that. And I probably focus on a little bit. I look at everything big picture, and I think that's the problem. I think I look at everything too big picture, and it sometimes what's going on right in front of me is like I look past that. And if I'm going to preach all this love everybody, one love bullshit in the bigger picture, mm-hmm. I should probably be practice that in my day-to-day with the people around me
mm-hmm.
more often.
I do. I'm very much the same sometimes. So, yeah.
Yeah. I bet everybody probably is feeling the same thing that we're talking about right now in some sense or form. And I think that's what's cool. That's what's great about doing what we do, because it gives everybody's probably thinking the shit we're saying, and people could be like, that's what drove me into songwriting, because I was like, oh shit, like there are people out there who are feeling the same thing I'm feeling, and it's like, that's what got me into country music. Well, like, you know, I didn't grow up listening to country music. I didn't get into country music until later on in life. It wasn't even until when I was getting divorced. So, you know, makes sense, because
it's been a while, right? How long has that been?
6-7 years.
Yeah.
So, but it. Realizing that, oh, there are people out there singing about some shit I'm going through, makes you feel better. I bet people, like, when I listen to podcasts, a lot of times it's just background noise while I'm working, but it's just conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that people are talking about the same shit like you and your, like, kind of, well,
sure, yeah.
You know, like what we do, like, when we don't have a guest. This is like, if we didn't have these mics in front of us, I'd probably be sitting on the porch with you having the same conversation.
Probably much dirtier.
Probably much dirtier.
Do we say, I hate the fact that, like, we'll stand out there on the porch and we'll come up with some brilliant shit and be like, God damn it, why wasn't that on the fucking...
Right? I think we're getting better at that the more comfortable we get on the mics, though, because there's definitely an...
We're finding this new dynamic, because obviously, if you guys hadn't noticed, Spencer is not on the show with us right now, so...
Yeah.
It's like...
Well... It's we have a pretty good dynamic. Just,
I think so.
No, I mean, not saying that we don't miss Spencer. I miss him. But what I think we're getting better at that, because at first there's always an air of like we're performing when the mics are in front of us, mm-hmm. and we're a little bit looser when we're outside talking, like yeah. when we're on the breaks and stuff. I think as we get more and more comfortable with the reps, you know, it's like anything else. The more reps you do, the better you'll get at it. I think it'll get more comfortable, you know, having those conversations.
So I've been on this huge Huey Lewis in the news kick, right? So I listened to Mark Maron's, you know, What the Fuck podcast with mm-hmm. the Hewitt dude. Mm-hmm. That guy's fucking brilliant, man. Like, he's a talented motherfucker. I love me some Huey Lewis, just saying. And also yeah. love me some Mark Maron.
Mark Maron is probably one of the best interviewers.
He is, man. It's crazy. He can get anyone to say pretty, you know, I mean, he'll get them there, you know.
Did you listen when he had Obama on?
I did not. No, I haven't heard that one yet.
Just anything he does. He gets so into, like, the conversation is just very flowy.
Dude, it must have been weird for there to have been, like, a Secret Service guy, like, standing in the same room as him. And, like, you know what I mean? Because you know there was a dude in there with a pistol, like, next to Obama.
Oh,
like,
sure. Oh, yeah. I listened to that episode.
I'll just wait outside. That's okay.
He came on after that episode or before. You know how he does his little intro first?
Mm-hmm.
I think he was saying how, like, they came in hours before Obama got there and swept the place and like did like all the Secret Service stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he does the podcast in his garage.
Yeah.
So that's what makes me feel not so bad about doing it in the living room. Right. It's like, well, if Mark Maron could do it in the garage.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I listened to old, what's his face? Redhead. What's his name?
Oh, Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
Yeah.
I think he does his in his house too. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes we'll have his wife on there. She's cool.
Yeah, and they got decent. I mean, it makes me feel better about the sound quality, too. I was listening to a new podcast that was like, it's a spinoff of one I listened to.
Yeah.
It's like one of the people from that show went off on their own. And I'm listening to that one. And, you know, I always try to compare myself to the best podcast I listen to so mm-hmm. that we can always try to strive higher. Higher. And, but it does make me feel. Listening to new podcasts or new podcasters,
mm-hmm.
also you can learn from that too because you're learning like almost like what not to do.
Yeah.
Like you notice that people that aren't comfortable talking to each other yet, how mm-hmm. there's a lot of long pauses
yeah.
and stuff. And like if you go back and listen to some of our early episodes, you can tell a difference between how flowing the conversation
sure.
is, how yeah. fluid the conversation is.
Man, I really dig how Bill Burr. Like so many people write in, you know, and want to know, like they'll ask him questions about their love life and shit, and he'll read it, you know, and he just dogs the shit out of these people. It's hilarious.
He has a new special on Netflix. I watched it last weekend. It's pretty funny.
I have not seen it. My fucking Apple TV broke. Damn you.
Oh, you haven't. You were talking about getting a. You were talking about getting a like a Netflix subscription or something.
I already have one.
Oh no, you were talking about getting a game system.
I was thinking about maybe getting one, but you know what? I've been thinking about it. And I just don't play enough games, man.
Right, to make it worth it.
Yeah.
But you got to have something to play your Netflix and stuff on. Especially Game of Thrones is about to start.
Oh, dude. I'll figure it out before then. Motherfucker. I'll break in Walmart and steal one. I'm just kidding.
I still
don't know. What is it? Fire Sticks or what are the different ones you can use? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, those aren't bad. I've heard those are pretty good.
I've never used one.
I've never used one either, but I know that they're a decent price, and for what if you just need it for a like for a Netflix and stuff, you might or HBO Go, it seems like it's a pretty cheap option.
Yeah,
I mean, better than buying a game system or a whole new TV.
For sure.
Yeah,
but it would be cool to have a game system just
to have
every once in a while. You know, play some online shit or something. You know.
Man, I want to get one of those N64 emulators, like where you can plug in and play the old M64 games. Because I have an N64, but it won't hook up to new TVs.
Huh.
So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot because they don't have the RCAs anymore.
So, and even if you get the adapter for something, there's an adapter that turns RCAs into HDMI,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like somebody was talking to me about it and said there's something with the N64 that's still.
I think it was O'Shea because he has like. A bunch of N64s.
Yeah.
He has like four of them.
But that was one of my favorite systems, man.
Oh, that's
great,
dude. With
Mario Kart.
Oh, my favorite game ever.
Mario Kart 007 GoldenEye.
Oh, yeah.
What was the Star Fox? The one with the plane?
Yeah.
Dude, we used to sit, my buddy Brandon that you met, we used to sit in his back bedroom when we were in teenagers and at his parents' house, and just, we would sneak courts of, because you couldn't get 40s in Florida.
Yeah.
Fucking, So we would sneak courts in and just drink beer and play N64 games, like four-player N64 games all night.
You sure you weren't doing something else? A little Tokito?
Oh, maybe. Maybe. Maybe.
I'm just kidding.
There was one time, we used to go...
Stoner days?
We used to go... We used to go in through the back, the bedroom window. Like we would go buy the beers or get someone to buy the beers for us if we were underage, and then we would put them outside his bedroom window before we went inside, and then we go through his room and open the window and pop, you know, grab them as we needed them.
Nice.
And as long as we remembered to clean up before the morning, everything was good. But there was one time when we did not, and there was just quart bottles littered in his backyard outside the bedroom window.
Oh, wow.
And Mom found them, and yeah, we.
Got popped.
Got popped.
Mm-mm. She give you the what for?
She gave him the what for. We were gone.
Mm.
We did the old peace out.
See ya.
Were you ever around when, like, when your friends got yelled at by their parents?
Oh, so fucking awkward.
Right?
So awkward. I had one or two friends that had smoking hot moms, too. I remember those ladies. Well, like, hey, bro, can I come over to your house? Man, I'm kind of tired. I feel like chilling. Come on, man. Let me come over. Just stare at his mom the whole time.
I didn't have any hot milfs. Maybe when I was
in
young.
Orlando, Florida, there's no hot milfs around there. Surely.
Oh, yeah, there's tons of them, but not like my friends. My friends all had regular old moms. Just moms.
Just a good old mom.
But we were me and my friends were really cool.
Back in the 90s, too, they used to actually wear the mom jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Moms wearing
when
mom
moms
jeans.
Were just when they were just, they were just regular jeans then.
Yeah, right. Fucking pleats everywhere.
Bongos, wearing the bongos.
Oh,
bongo
dude.
Jeans.
Everybody had, do you remember like everybody had like Jamaican shirts? It's like for some reason Jamaica was like big in the 80s and like
and then like the I remember in, like in the 90s all the girls had the sweatpants with the words on the back, like juicy.
Oh,
and the,
yeah. I thought that shit was rather tacky, to be honest with you.
But you have giant words written on your ass, and you're like, don't objectify me.
Right? Juicy.
No, but me and my friends were really close. I think that's, I don't look at my friends back home as, like, my best friends. Those are, like, when I say family, those guys are my family. Like, there's, like, a couple of, you know, like, those Brian, Brandon, Jack, these guys that I grew up with that are, and then as you get older, like everybody's individual circles start melding together,
mm-hmm.
So it just becomes one giant friend group.
Yeah,
and these guys are like, you know, these I consider, you know, like the core guys, like Brandon that you met, Kim, like we just call each other's parents, mom and dad. Like we stay at each other's house, like we pretty much stayed at each other's houses nonstop over the summer.
Yeah,
you know, just hang out. Like you just walk in each other's houses all the time, and you might wake up. I remember Brandon's mom, because everybody would stay at Brandon's house because it was kind of the central location, I guess. But I remember his mom talking, like saying, like, you never know who's going to be there when you wake up in the morning. Just the guys would just all stay over at his house.
Yeah.
And we used to go to my buddy Jack's house to do all the bad stuff because his single mom, and she was always working. So we'd go over there and do all the bad stuff at his house.
Mm-hmm. No, I had two best friends growing up. Thomas Jones, Bobby Ferraro, which is Lorraine, the apartment manager's son.
Oh, no shit.
He was serving our country in Germany. He fucking lives there now. He, like, married a German gal.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. We had so much fun. Dude, we rode our bikes all over this fucking place.
I bet.
The fairgrounds was great.
Maybe we should move to another country and find girls over there. Foreign girls, man.
That's what we need, man.
They like the American accent. I mean, I won't. If I move to Russia, I'll.
I think they like the American wallet more than
that's
anything.
That's true. If I move to Russia where or Germany where the, like, with the language already sounds angry, then I won't sound like a dick.
Right,
I'll just be normal.
Nine.
Actually, there was a comedian that was doing a bit about this. I don't want to rip it off, but he was saying how, like, if you listen to, like, they only sound mean when they're speaking English with that accent. If you listen to someone speaking their native language, it sounds beautiful.
Right.
It's just when they try to put on when they try to speak another language with that, like, German or Russian accent,
mm-hmm.
It just sounds like they're being mean.
Oh yeah.
But if you take,
what's your favorite accent?
Oh man,
woman and a man, or just in general.
Well
I think dudes, British dudes sound cool. I think because
British
I always
dudes
think
sound
like
cool.
James Bond and like
yeah. I'm gonna have they to sound go super if, intelligent. If I have to pick both, for, if I have to pick a for both sexes, mm-hmm. I'm gonna go French.
And then say I love the French accent on the woman.
And Spanish. Yeah. But it depends on what kind of Spanish too. Like I like
you just want like Spain Spanish. Or?
Spain Spanish is weird. They have that lisp. They speak with like a little bit of a lisp. Yeah. And Spain, like yeah. I mean, no offense to all my Puerto Rican brothers back home, but there's a little bit yelly and fast. Mm-hmm. I prefer Mexican. I think Mexican is a really sexy mm-hmm. language. When a woman speaks it. Now,
is it one of the romance?
I believe it is. I mean, like all Latin. Yeah. Now, I think that island, patois, like that island dialect, is cool, but I wouldn't call it sexy. Like I think like I. It's just a woman speaking it sounds a little is a little odd, not off-putting, but just a little, you know, it's not the sexiest of accents.
Yeah, I think Portuguese is kind of weird too, though.
It's Spanish, not Spanish.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Ooh, like Colombian or like Venezuelan, like one of those South American Spanishes.
There you go. One of them Spanishes.
Interesting. Never thought about that.
Anyways. Oh yeah.
I had one story winded down here that I had written down, and I wasn't going to tell it because I thought we were going to have we invited some of our neighbors over, and I didn't want to be too brash in front of them, but since it's just us now, I wanted to tell a story that I told you a couple of weeks ago, but it brought it to my attention when you asked. I have a sign on my patio that says Nude Beach, mm-hmm. and you asked me if I'd ever been to a nude beach,
yeah.
And I was telling you the story about... Down in Key West, there's a bar on the very top of one of these, one of the, like a triple decker bar.
Yeah.
That's like clothing optional. Yeah. If you go to a clothing optional bar in Key West during the day on like a weekday.
Yeah.
The bartender behind the bar, first of all, topless chick, but seriously, just flapping. Flappers down to the, like you couldn't tell where the breast stopped and the other skin began. It was just like flat, like hang saggers, and there's a dude, old dude, sitting on a bar stool. First of all,
balls just dropped.
Balls
dropping.
Asshole just puckered onto the, right onto the bar stool. Like first, I hope that they clean those stools. Obviously,
surely but, I bet they don't though. I mean, you think they spray them down every night?
I'm certainly they have to, right? Or, well, this dude was sitting when we first walked up.
So much booty bacteria just all over.
Oh, that BB.
Everything. Dude, don't eat anything that's been dropped on the table or the chair.
Don't eat. Don't order food there at all. Right? Don't order the chicken.
Can I get a bag of chips?
Sealed.
Sealed.
Right. I don't even want to. Oh, you know what? You don't need to garnish my margarita. Like I don't need any of those limes or like this. Just the juices that are flowing.
Give me whiskey in a glass.
Yeah. Actually, bottle beer. How about that?
Yeah.
This dude, when we first walked up, was sitting at the bar, facing the bar, and we walked up, you know, behind him, mm-hmm. and we posted up. It's open air up top, so we posted up, and behind us is like the view of the water and everything, like or the street view, whatever. So he spun around, not to look at us, but to kind of look past us.
Yeah.
And when he spun around, you just get a full-on eyeful of old man nutsack, dude. Just looking like, oh, dude, it looked like an empty icing bag that like, you squeeze like cake icing out of. It looked like one of those foil balloons after it deflates and it's all this.
Oh, it's all stretched out.
Crinkle.
Like, God, I hope my balls don't get like that. I'm getting a ball tug.
Oh. Dude, and this dude had no shame, dude. He spun around, legs open, akimbo, just like was not like well, like it wasn't even a thing, dude. Just with his beer in his hand,
like strike
a
pose, like he was
just
was fake looking out in the ocean. He just really wanted people to check out his junk,
right?
Yeah,
I guess you know
what's the deal with that shit, man? Why is it always the nudist places? It's always the fucking oldest and fattest.
The nude beaches, the top deck on a cruise ship is always toppling or topless.
It's like,
and they're all. Just
yeah, dude.
It's all haggards. There was, unless you go to somewhere where the Europeans are,
mm-hmm.
because I remember the beach that we went to, Coco. At one time, I was out there, And the European tourists, a lot of times, don't realize that you can't just do that anywhere.
Yeah.
So they'll go to a regular beach and just drop top. Yeah. And then you'll actually see, like, some pretty girls with, you know, topless. And it takes a while because they have to, you know, the lifeguards to come down. You know, no one's going to rat them out.
Yeah.
Unless there's kids there or something. But, like,
ain't no dude going to, like,
but, like, no one's going to be like, excuse me, lifeguard, sir. And even the lifeguards are all, like, young, ripped dudes.
Every,
so
like,
they're not,
every, like, husband that's around puts on his sunglasses all of a sudden.
Right.
You know?
you see all the beer guts get sucked in. Simultaneously, everybody takes it. Everybody sucks in their guts simultaneously.
Shit. That's hilarious.
And, of course, the lifeguards, like, they're not rushing over there either.
No. Like, dude, check out that girl's boobs. Bruh. Look at those boobs.
Bruh. No bra.
I guess we go tell her.
Right? Walking over slow as hell. But first they have to make sure they save. Yeah. Like, they're pretending to save a kid.
Yeah, he just walks up and gives it a good 3 or 4 seconds before he says anything all awkwardly. Just let me check those things. I'm sorry, man. We need to dress yourself.
I'm sorry, you can't do that here. And then, like, slips him a number or something.
I don't know. It's always the fat people, though, at the fucking nude beach.
It's the overweight people that... Or the old people that ruin the fun for everybody else because they'll be the ones complaining.
Yep.
There's somebody down there. There's two girls back there down there. There's two ladies down there. Young women.
Dude, I bet there's a fair percentage of the nudist community gotta be swingers. You know what I'm saying? I bet there's that's part
of
it.
They're hot tub crazy.
Yeah, dude. You know what I mean?
What would your swinger outfit be? You know that swinger dude, like that tall, gaunt, skinny dude, yeah. Always like wear the baggy silk shirt.
If I'm gonna go sleazy, cheesy, I'm gonna go with the John Travolta and Saturday Night Fever, classic white and black shirt.
All right.
Slick the hair back.
Yeah, you
put
have
on
to...
the cowboy boots.
Okay.
Get all fucking like 70s porn star. Let the chest hairs roar that night.
I was gonna say you got the facial hair to do that too. Like I gotta go opposite.
Get the
beard
trim to get it nice and shaped up. Like,
or dude, no, you shave the beard, just leave the stash kicking 70s style.
Yeah, dude, put some gold rings on, start pimping bitches.
You gotta have the rings, man. You gotta, and it can't just be gold though. It has to have like some kind of.
I gotta have a bounce when I walk. You know.
You know. Tell by the way I walk. Yeah, dude, and you gotta sing. You gotta do the double point. When you see girls, too?
Oh, yeah, the double point.
You got to have, like, the sign like over the hot tub that says topless or optional, top optional or something. Like it. Oh, some weird creepy.
Top-tional.
Yeah, some weird creepy. I was thinking I'd go, like, a Cuban shirt, short-sleeve Cuban shirt, you know, like with open front. You got to have open front.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you have, like, even a little bit of definition, you got to show it off because you're an old creeper guy. So you're, you always, like...
So are you gonna go with the white or the cream? Fucking wear those. What's that material?
You go with like the linen, right? You go with the linen shorts, so that when you get in the hot tub, you see the outline of your bell. The belt.
Dude, I gotta be honest with you, man. Like, I can't wait to get to the age to where I can like pull linen off because that shit is so fucking comfortable. It's ridiculous. Like. But I can't see me really wearing linen pants right now. I mean,
well,
I was at the beach, man.
Yeah, like I said, not around here. But yeah, dude, and it's not cheap too. They get like a linen, like a
so
pair of like linen pants and a linen shirt, or like a seersucker fabric.
Oh,
you can rock that in the summertime.
Oh,
there's
I love
no problem
seersucker.
With that.
Dude, I definitely want a seersucker suit.
Yeah, dude, I would, or just at least a blazer to wear like at some, because it's almost.
I don't go to steeplechase, but I'd wear that motherfucker out.
Right. Well, there's that sweet spot of even in Asheville, like there's a sweet spot in like the spring and the fall where you can pull off. The blazer, like a t-shirt with a blazer, but
like tonight's a good blazer night.
Eventually, it's either too cold where you got to have put a jacket on, or it's too hot where you don't feel like putting a blazer on. But a nice seersucker blazer, like a tan one that you can wear with the different stuff, that'd be sweet.
Hey, oh, yeah, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
If I was rich, I would definitely be a dresser. Like, I would try, you know what I mean? If I could afford it, I would dress a hell of a lot better, but. A good majority of my clothes come from Goodwill, so you know,
hey,
I can still find some good finds in there.
I've been on the hunt. Our friend,
find me a fine, catch me a catch, give me a shirt. I hope it's Blue Day. Yes,
What?
Sorry. I'm just drunk.
You popping tags of it? Did you write your own Goodwill song? Is that what you sing to yourself when you're
snorted. Oh, we got a snort.
I was imagining, because we live in walking distance to the Goodwill, I was imagining you just strutting down the street, you know, singing your Goodwill song and you're to yourself in the head, like, oh, I'm about to get some shit. No, but our buddy that does the Goodwill and turned me on to give me a tip, and it worked out perfectly that if you go right after Christmas time, everybody takes their old shit. And because we are the closest Goodwill to Green Hills, we have all like the fancy clothes. And I've recently discovered that it might not be exactly the style of clothes that I always wear, but like the preppier like mall stores actually make clothes in my size. So you can get like a, you know, I know everybody's gonna make fun of me, but you can get like the Aeropostale and the Abercrombie and like a Hollister and stuff like that. And it's like I said, it's not usually the clothes I would wear. But if I get, you know, like as long as you don't get stuff that says it all over it, like if you just like stick with like the plain polo, plain pants, whatever, then they make stuff in my size, and they make it slim fit, extra small, so I can get stuff that fits me. So I've been just, the last few weeks, man, I was tearing up at the Goodwill, man. Nice. I'm going to be fratting it up this summer, dude.
I noticed this one gets shopped out sometimes, though, man, especially for my size, 6 foot, medium. Yeah. I mean, it's every little good shit goes fast, but see, I like the ones that are in like the country. If you can go to a Goodwill like out in the country in smaller towns, those are the best ones. People don't, because they don't care about hipster fashion, or you know what I mean, like. Yeah. So you'll still find some really good stuff in the country.
Even when I first moved here, I was dating a girl that was into thrift storing, and even like four or five years ago, you were still able to get like that vintage stuff in there. And then people started catching on to it, and now all the good shit's always gone.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you used to be able to find like
fucking. You've seen my closet, Tony. Like, I have an arsenal of like vintage.
Yeah, dude, you fucking, got. I've known you for 5 years, 4 years, and there's. Probably 4 years now, maybe 3-4 years. I've known you for, for as long as I've known you, I should have seen all your shirts by now. But you still surprise me sometimes with like an old vintage Western button down or something that I haven't seen before.
Yeah, I've got some that are just poor little things that are wanting to fall apart, but they're hanging in there.
Those are the good ones when they get real thin and wiry, because you can wear those in the summertime and they're nice and thin.
Yeah, I've got a Western shirt that I could. Got to be from the 70s, maybe 60s, late 60s, 70s. But, dude, it's almost fucking see-through, but it's so comfortable.
That's your swinger shirt, dude. Your Western swinger shirt, dude.
It's cowboy night at the swingers
just
club.
Just swinging.
Bring your 10-gallon bucket head. Come on down.
We talked about this a while ago. We never did it, dude. We should do a boot night downtown.
Wear the boots.
I got tons of boots I never wear anymore.
All touristy? We'll pose as tourists.
We'll just do a boot night. I'm sure you
tell everyone we're from Tulsa.
I do want to do that soon. I miss doing the tour. Being from Orlando, you just grew up around tourists, and it's just a part of the thing. Like we go and you go hang out. It's kind of like around here too. Like you hang out and you live in the same town where the tourists go, so you kind of hang out at the same places or the, you know, sometimes. And there's something about going to it. You know how when you go to a new town for the first time, or if like you go on you go on a trip with like your bros or your friends, and you go to that town, and it's not really a vacation. It's just going to get smashed in another town.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
But you go to like all the bars, and you like try to do a shot in each place, or try to get a beer in each place, and I haven't done that in a while. Like just one of those nights where we just try to hit as many bars as possible. And my birthday is coming up. I'm thinking maybe that's what I might want to do for my birthday is go downtown. Start like a little earlier in the night, like start like around 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and we just walk down Broadway, and do the tourist thing. Stop in, get a beer here, a beer there.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got retardedly drunk on my birthday.
Oh yeah, this is the first show since we did that.
It was woo. Pretty much, I think I watched the sun come up. It was a good night though. Lots of fun, man.
I like that bar we went to down in Berners Alley, Fleet Street, is that what it is?
Yeah,
that's
that
a cool
a
little
spot,
pub,
man.
I like that. I think it was that dark ass beer that I got that did me in.
Yeah.
And we went to Acme after. I think I left you guys at Acme. Andrew said you guys went to Tootsie's after.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We went to the top floor. It was interesting. I know it's what funny. There's three levels, and I noticed the higher you go up, the worse the band gets. It's weird.
Well, they want to get you on the street with the good band.
I mean, because the band up top wasn't that great.
That's funny. I was smashed,
and as a musician, I was like, this band kind of sucks. Right. But I mean, like, I wasn't even drunk enough to enjoy a shitty band.
I guess they figure if you made up that high, you're drunk enough to not notice. There's a lot of new places.
The drummer kept
downtown.
Fucking up, and was like, as a drummer, I'm like, will you stop fucking up? Like, ruin this goddamn whatever John Mayer song or where the fuck you're playing. No,
Even when my buddy Dalton played downtown, like, you can. Like, all you gotta do is play a song that people know and can sing along with, and, like, it's like, there's no, like, Dalton was good, but there's no, he was telling me that there's no, like, vetting process for, like, how good you have to be to play, like, singer-songwriter stuff, that, like, you know, like, the acoustic stuff during the day. It's like, if you can get up there, if you can play guitar and sing, like, if you have, like, 3 hours worth of material to do, like, your set with, there's not really, like, you don't have to be great. You just have to get the crowd moving and, you know, get them singing songs that they know and get them to tip.
You know what's weird? It's like, I've noticed that Nashville bars are like just giant karaoke bars, except there's one asshole that won't get off the stage and he sings all the songs, yeah. And that's all it is. People just like, you know what I mean? Because everybody's singing along, you know what I mean? Like,
I haven't done karaoke in a long time, man.
I haven't either. You can sing better than me too, so you should do it. You got a pretty good voice.
I don't know. Karaoke is almost impossible to sound good.
Sure.
But I would do it. It's
isn't
just
the point too with karaoke. You kind of want to pick the cheesiest,
dumbest
song possible.
Yeah, you kind of want it. Well, the
it's kind of corny when you get up there and people pick a song and they fucking smash it, like they nail it. I mean, it's great to see them, but it's like, how long do you work on that motherfucker? Okay. Like,
or that, or they like, you know, because it's Nashville, everybody's an incredible singer.
Yeah.
So it's hard to like a lot of times like you get that dichotomy between the people that are knowing that they get up there for, as a joke because they're bad and the people who are actually trying and doing really good at it. So I guess it's kind of cool. Yeah. But I mean, we're at Santa's all the time, but it's there's always a giant wait to get on there.
No offense, Santa, but their system, it's like I can't hardly hear them.
Yeah.
It's so packed in there, I can hardly hear the singers.
And the guy, like, the guy's like, it's like you have to slip the guy a 20 to get your
to get
your song bumped up.
Song,
I'm like, dude, what is this? The guy, we're not at the fucking Ritz.
Call the fucking name, you know what I'm saying? The next name down. Like,
I went up there. Me and Kyle went up there last Saturday, and they were doing their $5 cover. I was like, I'm not gonna pay $5 to get in Santa's.
Nope.
So, and if I had $5 on me, I would have. But it's a cash bar. And I had just enough cash to get like three or four beers. Mm-hmm. I wasn't broke, but I don't carry cash. Mm-hmm. So if I would have paid the $5 to get in, I wouldn't have been able to get any beers. So and the ATM out there, I had plenty of money in the ATM.
It's just when they bust you with that $3.50 charge.
Dude, Wells Fargo will also charge me again for not using a Wells Fargo ATM. So
you need to change that.
So for getting to get $20 out, it cost me like $7 and charge like $6 in charges, $3 from them and $3 from Wells Fargo. Mm-hmm. So.
You need to talk to Wells Fargo about that.
I need to call up
that's
Mr.
A bunch
Fargo.
Of bullshit. Hell yeah. Be call like, dude, this is not working. We need to change my checking plan or whatever, whichever one you got me in. We need to fix that.
Well, it's just the ATM thing that when they have the ATM. I've been with them for a long time. I've been with them since it was First Union.
I have a car loan through them. So, I mean, I deal with them, but that's a whole other thing, you know.
Well, they're a giant bank. I will say that there's a credit union is the way to go, I think, but there's something, the backing of that huge bank. I mean, we've already witnessed in the 2008 crisis that
too big to fail, baby.
The banks will get bailed out if they.
Yep.
So,
never mind. Doesn't matter. Anyways,
you got anything else, man?
Nope. I do want to say I made it to 36. It was funny. It's like was it O'Shea? I was over there all drunk. He's like, "So what's your goal, man? You're 36 now. What's your goal for this year?" I was just like, I guess try not to fucking die, you know what I mean? Just stay alive, you know?
Maybe slow down the dying process as much as possible.
Sure, I don't know. Sure, I could always be a better person in general, so.
Yep. All right, guys.
Glad to be here, man. Hey, thanks for listening.
Yeah.